join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Once again, we will be dealing with global headlines because the situation going on right here in the United States, Canada, and the Americas is global. Believe me, this first one, Judgment Days, coping with the planet in chaos. Was the rapture guy right? The world may not have ended on May 21st, but it's clear that something increasingly ominous is going on. Now that is by Tina Brown, and she says that so very well. Now Jack, he has added something to this, and I think I'd like to read this for you because it is really, really good. He said, we are also experiencing volcanic eruptions, floods and mudslides, rising oceans from the melting of the Arctic and Antarctica ice and glaciers, inundating low-lying lands, plus fires and severe storms. Furthermore, we are living in an hour marked by moral deterioration, national conflicts, natural disasters, economic woes, and increasing uncertainty and fear. Conditions in our world are becoming more troubled, and pressures on nations and individuals are rising. If ever there were a time for God's people to be alert, sober, and serving God, it's now. So very well written by Jack. Jack, is she right? Is this Judgment Day?
She's right on. 2 Timothy 3:1 says, this know also, that in the last day perilous, dangerous time shall come. Jesus added in Luke 21:25, it's going to get so bad that nations will be in distress with perplexity and mass confusion, wondering how are we going to get out of this situation. We who are believers are going to get out of the situation, but not the unsaved world. And we get out through what is called the rapture. When he says, come up hither, Revelation 4, verse 1, and we sweep through 187 trillion billions of miles in 11 one-hundredths of a second, called the twinkling of an eye in 1 Corinthians 15:52. Right after we're gone, the tribulation hour begins, but we've been evacuated. I'll keep you out of the hour of testing, which comes upon the whole earth, Revelation 3:10. But for the saved, it's great, but for the lost, watch out, for it is now called the Great Tribulation, Revelation 7:14. 7 years of mass devastation on earth. Many of the things you're going to hear in the next few minutes happen then. And Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. Daniel 12:1, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. And I'll tell you, we need to be looking up, because Jesus is coming for that rapture, then the 7 years of devastation, 21 judgments, and then Christ returned to earth as the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, to set up his glorious kingdom for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. And that's our hope.
Jack, that should really bring joy to us. That's a comfort. You know, have you ever said to anybody, the Lord is coming soon, and they look kind of sad? Yeah. That shouldn't happen, should it? We should be rejoicing at the coming of the Lord.
And you know, when the Lord shows me something new, I like to work it over a number of times. The reason that they don't want Jesus to come and why they get that disappointed look on their face is because of sin. They don't want Him to come. And the Lord showed me all these texts having to do with immorality. For instance, 2 Peter 3:3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their lusts, saying, oh, where is the promise of His coming? Nothing's changed. 2 Peter 4, verses 2 to 4, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their lusts, they'll heap to themselves having teachers who will tickle their ears. You can read it again in Matthew 24:12, where Jesus said, because of iniquity, the love of money shall wax cold. Look at Revelation 3:15-18. It's the Laodicean church, us, at this hour in history. He's coming soon, Rexella.
Let's get into more signs. Yes, we are, Jack. We're going to be talking in a moment about the heat wave that's been going on, but also we're going to talk and show you right now some of the natural disasters, tornadoes and earthquakes. And on the cover of Newsweek, weather panic. This is the new normal. And underneath that it says, and we're hopelessly unprepared. Now when I ask Jack, we've dealt with three major things here. I've never been so warm as I've been this summer. In fact, Michigan says that this is the warmest summer that we've ever had since they've been keeping record. Well, let me just say, there are three things. The weather, and then the tsunamis and the twisters. Jack, are all of these things pointing to the return of the Lord?
Rexella, I'm amazed because of this book, how up to date it is. The heat, Revelation 16:8-9. The fourth angel poured out his vial, his bowl of judgment upon the sun, the S-U-N, and power was given unto the sun to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with a great heat. If you think it's bad now, wait till the 7-year period of tribulation. And Jesus spoke about that in the Word of God in Matthew 24:21-22. He says, for then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world, to this time no nor ever shall be again, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Now, most preachers would say, oh, the tribulation hour is going to last 7 years. And in the Jewish calendar, 360 days a year, 7 times 360 is 2,520 days. So he's going to shorten some of those days. He can't. Why? God says it will be a 7-year period of 360-day years. 2,520 days. So how can he shorten them when God has already said the length of time? And in Revelation 11:3 and Revelation 12:6, one half of that is 1,260 days. Double, 2,520 days. So he cannot go against something he's already predicted would happen. He's talking about the shortening of the hours of the daylight. Now, how does God bring darkness into the world to block out the rays of the sun to keep from scorching people? Revelation 6:12. I beheld when he'd opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now that happens right at the end of the 7-year period of tribulation, Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give its light. Thank you, Lord. It's a way of preserving the elect of Matthew 24:22. And those are the believers who are here who've been saved during the tribulation hour. The elect who knew Jesus before the tribulation were raptured. They're not here, but the greatest revival in history takes place in Revelation 7:4-8 with 144,000 dynamic evangelists preaching the gospel of the kingdom, Matthew 24:14. And they become the elect during that hour, the elect of Israel, Isaiah 42:1, and the elect of the church, and that's Titus 1:1. And we're not here to suffer it, but for those who are here, God shortens the daylight hours that they might live. But then we also have these tsunamis and the floods and the hurricanes. Why? Because Jesus said, and this is unbelievable, the sea and the waves will be roaring, Matthew 21:25. The earthquakes and all the tornadoes, men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming to pass on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Luke 21:26. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen. And Jesus mentioned all of this in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 17:21. And it's here, and that's why we need to be serving the Lord, because he's coming soon and we're going home. And if you're not saved, you'd better get saved, because judgment is coming. the editor of Newsweek, was right.
All right, Jack, we are going to be talking more about good news in just a moment, but I want to get into something everyone is talking about along with the natural disasters and the horrible heat wave and everything else. They're talking about the economic decline. Woo! People are saying, I can't even meet my grocery bill or whatever. They're a terrible decline. Can it be turned around? Here you see it. Let's take a look at this senior analyst. He calls U.S. decline irreversible trend. Oh, my. And then the Gates farewell warning, America can be a superpower or welfare state, but not both. Whoa. Veterans of recent wars struggle for shelter.
Yeah,
that
forgive
breaks
us.
My heart. EU leaders to continue search for economic answers. Now, friends, this is worldwide. It's not just the United States. The EU. They're looking for economic answers. And the International Monetary Fund warns of increased risk to the world economy. My only question is this. What can we do to turn this around? Or can it be turned around globally, Jack?
No, I believe we are facing the tribulation hour just before Christ returns to earth, and we are told that it will be hopeless at that point in history, and I believe we're at that point. And we can have all the argumentation and debates that are going on at Congress, but it's not going to change things. Now, here it is, James chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Go to now, your rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. He said, your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you in that day. You've heaped treasure together for the last days, and now you're wailing because it's all lost. And that wailing is found in Revelation chapter 18, verse 10, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Verse 17, for in 1 hour so great riches has come to nothing. Verse 19, in 1 hour is she made desolate, and that's global. It gets so bad. Oh, let's buy gold. It's $1,640 an ounce now. So what? In Ezekiel 7:19, they shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. And their silver and gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of God. What day is that? The tribulation hour, Revelation 16, verse 1. But Rexall, one more thing is to happen. We have to have a one world government, Revelation 13, verse 1, and that's the global dictator we call the Antichrist, and he has control over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. But this false prophet in verse 11 of that 13th chapter also rises. This leader of the one world religion has an image he makes to honor the Antichrist, but wait a minute, he gets the whole world to worship him. And he can do that if it's a one world religion, Revelation 13, verse 8. And here's something else. He creates a new numerical system to control the entire world. This is world government, world religion. Forget the paper money. This is going to be something that keeps track on all human beings. And it's found in that 13th chapter, verses 16 to 18. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the Antichrist, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666. 666. Oh, that could never happen. The Bilderbergs, who are behind the erection of the one world government, said, we are going to microchip every human being on earth. That'll be the new system. Keep looking up. Get ready.
Oh, who are compromising? How about you? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? That brings joy and peace to your heart. Will you open your heart to Him? Let Him be your Savior. Jack, the invitation.
Do you believe this book? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. He can do that for you right now if you'll call. Father, I come in the name of your Son Jesus, who died for me to take my sins. Jesus, I believe you're the only way. And today, I ask you to come into my heart and save me. In your holy name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Now, there's my address. I'm going to send you this little booklet if you prayed that prayer for steps in a new direction. Let me know, please. Oh, it's so important that the Lord is in your life and in your heart. This saying is the most needed I've ever given. Christianity is more than a name. It's a life. Look forward to being your home again next week. And remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.